Continuing on our Week 7 NFL picks, I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Check out their podcast and all the podcasting locations. We will do the Bay Area teams. You have the 5-0, that's not a typo, 5-0 49ers going to D.C. to take on the 1-5 Redskins, 10 a.m. kickoff on Fox.
It's always tough for West Coast teams to go to the East Coast and get the early start. 49ers are coming off of an emotional win against the Rams, sort of a statement win, back-to-back statement wins, really. They are coming home to play Carolina the following week. Carolina's played pretty well. I don't know that it's necessarily like a trap game or a look-ahead game for the 49ers, but you do have to be aware of the perils of travel. Washington's atrocious, though. They are so bad. They're so bad. I know they beat Miami last week. I know they've got a new coach. We've seen it before where a new coach steps in, you know, the guy gets fired, they all rally, and then everything just kind of settles back down into the way that it should be. I don't know. I mean, the 49ers are favored by 10. I don't know if they're going to end up winning by 10 because I think they're going to get off to like a little bit of an ugly start. But Washington is middle of the pack or lower in both sides of passing defense and rushing defense. I just don't see a scenario where the 49ers lose this game. And so I'm going to 6-0. That's it.
Well, it's crazy. Via a chat thread, I looked at the rest of the Niners season and I have them sitting at like 12-4. Like the possibilities of them doing that are pretty strong. This game, yeah. I mean, obviously the tackles weren't an issue against the Rams. Why would they be an issue against Washington? This is going to be, I think it's going to be a blowout.
I've heard a lot of people say that this is going to be the trap game, but
anytime you're undefeated, every game's a trap game.
Right. And I just don't, but I don't that's a good point. I don't see them looking ahead to Carolina because I think they are too disciplined for that. Now, if Seattle was next week, there's a real chance this is a trap game because that's a huge game, but that's 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away. So,
3 weeks,
I'm going to go 49ers. That defense is too much. Case Keenum, what? I mean, come on. All right, Raiders are 3-2 going into Green Bay.
Don't give me the false excitement. Come on.
It's exciting. It's exciting. Two of the biggest wins probably in 10 years for those teams.
I know. They played well.
The Packers the Packers are 5-1, but I don't think they're like a scary 5-1.
No, so, there's something going on there.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Rodgers isn't happy. It's Aaron Rodgers. You can't piss him off.
In Lambeau.
Yeah. I mean, that's a factor in itself. We watched it last week. I will say, though, the upside is Gabe Jackson returns to the offensive line. So it makes an offensive line that held off Khalil Mack to no sacks. You know, Carr's getting labeled with the Duncan, the old 5-yard Duncan and pass. And he can start slinging it downfield a little bit more and kind of stretch the field. That'll help. But Green Bay's secondary is pretty tough. But I am taking the Raiders to win this game.
I've picked against the Raiders every week this year. And, you know, as my good friend Ben Perry here is a Raider fan, I don't want to mess up the mojo and go and change my picks. Obviously, every time I pick against them, they're, you know, they're going to play better than I think and almost win. Green Bay's tough. Their defense is awesome. The Smith brothers up front are great. Their secondary is tough, you're right. And I think, you know, some of the talk about whether or not there's discord with LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if that exists or not. I think Aaron Rodgers is a proud guy. It's a new offense. There's a lot to learn. The Raiders are, they do things that travel now. Like, they stop the run to some degree, even with perfect out. They did a good job of stopping the run. And they run the ball really well. Josh Jacobs is awesome. The Raiders beating Indianapolis and the Bears are huge statements to me. I'm 50-50 on this game. I think the Raiders really do have a very real chance to win. But as we say on this show so often, if you got to choose between two quarterbacks, I got to go with the Hall of Famer. I'm going with Green Bay in a very close game.
100%. I think it's going to be super close. I love that the Raiders have stepped up in every challenge they've had so far. But I think in Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers and that defense on the other side, I'm going to go with the Packers. I guess we'll drink some beer coming up next.
Woo!
Yeah!